What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Well, I'm not Michael Rivero, and I am Etheric Dave, and I got Steve Elkins right along, also Keith Rogers. Okay, to donate to the network, you can call 800-724-2719, extension 1 from 1 to 6 p.m., Monday to Thursday, extension 3 at all other times. Or you can send cash, check, money order, or gold, silver, or whatever to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And please support the network, because we need to get all the small money together to be able to counter the big money liars. That is so important to be able to keep us on the air here. Steve, you were starting to say something right as the top of the hour break kicked in, so let me get to your comment here and then we'll start taking some calls.
Sounds great. No, I agree with Keith 100%. We are seeing so many psyops right now. It's difficult to decide or figure out what's real and what's been manufactured. There's so much going on. Now, the video on the crisis here, the black-white thing here with the police officer and George Floyd was pretty easy to pick out. Like I said, that video, to me, said it was staged. It was a staged crisis. These are actors. They were not medical personnel at all. But it's difficult nowadays, and if you understand the use of false flags by this government and many other governments. I'm not going to say the United States is the only government that uses false flags, but for some reason, I don't know, the mentality of somebody who actually carries out a false flag and will actually target their own people in order to carry out an agenda. No consciousness. I don't know how they brainwash people to do these things, to target their own citizens for an agenda to go into another country or target them. But, I do believe false flags are very much a part of U.S. foreign policy. They seem to carry them out all the time, and they carry them out on a broad level, and they carry them out here locally on agendas, just what's going on right now. This may be part of a PSYOP here. This is also a false flag event, what's going on with this racial crisis thing here. But getting back to real quick here, what Keith was mentioning about our currency here, and yeah, a lot of these – all these things are being done in the name of our currency, a lot of it foreign wise, because we just can't have people, you know, leaving centralized banking. We must keep them on trading on the old U.S. dollar here. And of course, the petrodollar, we must keep them on our system because, well, that's making some people really, really rich. But talking about the currency going digital, it's going to happen. They've been pushing this for a while, and they will have the perfect excuse now to actually push us to a digital currency, because you've got this nasty, filthy, bacteria-laden, virus-laden, fungi-laden, fecal-laden currency that you have in your hands, in your wallet, in your pants, and you just can't carry around these bacteria traps. So we must put everything now in a digital currency, of course. Once they do that, you no longer have control of your finances. They control it for you, and they can certainly use it to leverage for debt, their debt that they're going to create later on. I mean, all this money, the stimulus money, they just keep handing out. Have you met anybody who actually understands that what you're doing right now is devaluing the currency? You're devaluing our dollar here.
Yeah.
You're going to have
big
massive
time
inflation.
That's not just subtle. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars in the Federal Reserve, you know, budget. They're just buying everything up, and all the assets are going to their ownership through money created out of thin air. It's just an absolute scam. All right, let's go ahead and table that topic for another time, because that is a big one, and it is probably at the core of all of it, because all of this stuff is usually at the behest of the bankers. And I think that there's a strong tie to why the pandemic went off in the first place, to cover all the financial fraud so we would be willing to bail them out again.
Great.
But anyway, we need to get to the calls here. Tom in Florida, what's on your mind? I'm in Florida.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're on the air. What's on your mind, brother?
Okay, yeah. I want to let Steve know this. I'm sure he knows. Polk County, the sheriff in Polk County, Florida, already said that anybody tries to do any rioting or looting over there, they'll be shot, and every homeowner in that county has a gun. And the sheriff's been given them permission to shoot if you start any kind of arson or any kind of thing. The sheriff over there is the way this whole country should be run, Second Amendment. But here's what I really want to talk to you gentlemen about, and I want you all to do something about it. Have you ever heard these? I'm going to give you four names. I'm going to know if you heard about them. Have you ever heard of Justine Dunnard? Have you ever heard of Paddington Houston? And have you ever heard of Cinnamon Christian and Brian Newsom? Have you ever heard those four names before?
I've heard
the Newsom one.
Yeah. Okay, not all of it. All right.
Give you the, they're all white people who are brutally murdered by Afro-Americans. The media never says hardly anything about it. If you look at the story of Cinema Christian and Brian Newsom, I want you to Google it on your computer when you got time today and read the story about what that young couple went through. I want you to read the story about Paddington Harrington in Alabama when she was taken out of a bar because she went out to smoke a joint with some guys at a bar she met, Tin Roof, and they took her and they raped her for 6 weeks and they found her body in a shallow grave. Where was the rioting in Alabama? Where was the rioting in Tennessee? And where was the rioting in Minnesota by this guy, Mohammed Noor, who shot a white Australian blonde-haired woman to death? And where was the rioting for that, gentlemen? But our country's being burned up right now. Trump should call in the military, the 101st Airborne, and this got to stop and desist. I looked at the FBI statistics. Have any of you guys checked out the FBI statistics on black on white crime?
Oh, we know. Tom.
Okay,
we know. Hey, well, let me talk here for a minute here. We know about this. They're not going to be talking about the black on white crime and the black on black crime because it's not expeditious to get this agenda thing. They are doing all these things and have been doing these things for decade after decade to heat these things up for an agenda. They want to divide us. They want this racism thing to divide black from white, from brown, you know, from yellow, from all of it. So we're all fighting amongst each other. So we don't realize that we've got a common enemy. And dealing with all this with more violence is only going to play into their hand. They want us to be violent. They want us to be shooting each other. We need to spotlight this stuff and bring this stuff out in front of everyone. Everyone needs to see this and know that we are being lied to about all this stuff, and we are only being fed the stuff that is going to incite violence and destruction.
Well,
yeah.
Can I
interject some?
Yeah, Keith, go ahead and interject.
Yeah, Tom, you know, I enjoy your calls into all these various shows here, and I think you're getting misled here. What I'd like to ask is for you to do me a favor. There's a video on YouTube called The End of the World as We Know It, and the author of a book, his name is Mark Steyn, Steyn. And in that, he talks about this population displacement. And he goes on, he's from Massachusetts, he's a journalist, and which was interesting. I was shocked to hear that Americans are paying for Germany's health care, where they can't afford for their own, as well as Americans are paying for the Nazis in Ukraine to be transported to Germany to have them fixed. But anyway, in his video talk that he gives, he talks about all these immigrants coming in, and they're being brought in directly by their own governments. And that's why if you look up UN forced migration, you'll see that this is all a pattern. And what it is, Tom, is because the white people have stopped having babies. They have foregone their futures. Usually this starts in their young careers because they put off getting married and like that, and they go on to college, they get saddled with massive debt, and then they figure, well, hell, I can't even get married now because I got so much debt. But anyway, where you normally saw, like in Ireland, five pubs in a row or something like that, these are all being removed because they offend the Muslims and stuff. And it's the same thing with churches and everything. But this is directly being brought out, and he does a very good job on this. And again, it's called The End of the World as We Know It, to where the governments are doing this to make up for that population of whites or white Europeans and such to be able to proliferate their own social structure to keep the money coming in for the retirees, to keep the taxes, to keep the countries going. So this, again, it's nice for us to sit here and claim ourselves as victims all the time, but realize it's the governments that are behind this. And that UN forced migration article there, it says that, by 2040 or something like that, they say that America is going to have 1 point some odd billion people in it. This is their plan. And it's going to be by pushing the races together. And of course, the other agenda is these racial tensions there. And George Webb in his recent video talks about the color revolution. This time is black. It's been a different one across Libya. I mean, Egypt. They are using the races to fit their agenda, and this is the real crux of the matter here. So you might want to check out that video.
Okay,
Tom, Mr. Rogers, I'll do that. But Mr. Rogers, I want to say something. I heard you a few times on the radio, and some things I agree with you, and some things I don't. Like we all do. But you know, as far as this goes, with Donald Trump, he's the one that brought up on stage the angel mothers and fathers. We don't see people writing for all the Americans who've been murdered by illegal aliens. Number one. All we hear is about Trump is this, Trump is a Russian agent, Trump is this, Trump is that, the control media. Now, I want to let you hear, last night, the guy Ennis and Larry Elder were calling out George Soros for starting Antifa and backing with the BRICS and all that. They bring stacks of BRICS. They were saying, basically, Larry Elder and Roger Ennis, I think his name is, that George Soros is funding this Antifa destruction of our country.
Yep.
And I guess there's other players in this field. So I guess there is. But now you're talking about the depopulation of the whites. Well, Bill Gates is out there saying the world's overpopulated. This guy's a
millionaire. You're correct.
And Bill Gates.
Hey, Tom, you're correct. But did you watch the Tucker Carlson video where he said that Donald Trump's worst enemy is Jared Kushner?
Yes, I did. And I believe that. I kind of actually believe that.
And I have a video for that. I have a video for that. If you want to wait around here on the network here, if we can get it played here later on, but we got callers backing up here. But if you listen to that, you'll see exactly where Kushner is telling Trump to empty all the prisons and stuff to put these violent criminals back on the street. And of course, this is doing what? Causing more racial tension.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but there's another guy in Trump's administration you don't talk about. His name is Miller. He's a Jew too, and he don't like Kushner too much. They buck heads.
Isn't he Trump's? He's Trump's speechwriter, right?
Yeah, and they don't look. Miller and Kushner do not see eye to eye on 99% of the stuff. That's what I've been told. I read. I even read that on Drudge Report a while back. That they don't.
This
buck heads.
Is all Miller theater and, to Kushner. Distract us from all of this stuff. That they're doing this to us on purpose. And when we're looking at the minutiae of all this, and we're missing the bigger picture, the phone lines are loading up. Tom, I'm going to give you maybe another 30 seconds for a closing thought here. You got anything for us for closing?
Yes, sir. I just want to say this guy Noor, Keith Ellison. This guy's a Muslim. He's going to prosecute these officers. The one and another thing, all four of these officers are not white. One guy's an Oriental, like Steve Elkin said. One of these guys is a Chinese or something. I don't know. And the other guy looks like he's part Chinese, too. The other two guys, I guess, are whatever where they are. But these are the media's CNN saying, oh, these are all white guys. They're not all white guys. They're different ethnic groups. Oh, and let's get that straight. And my closing thought is, you know, we got to come together as a nation. If not, the lady for McEnany said, we're going to end up being all a bunch of fools and we're going to lose this country. And that's what's going to happen. We are becoming a bunch of fools, allowing the media to control the mind, which started out with that CNN and Ted Turner saying, who was a communist sympathizer, who said, he who controls that media controls the mind. And he's getting all these young people, and that's where this all started, with these young people and the rap music they're listening to. That's all I got to say. The music these young white kids and black kids are listening to is the destruction against the United States of America. Total destruction.
Yep.
With the filthy music they're listening to.
Yeah, but who are their producers? Tom always researches who the producers are.
We don't even need to go there. But yeah, you're absolutely right. Tom, hey, thanks for the call and the words there. You're absolutely right. We do need to come together as a country. That is for sure. And we'll probably catch you again tomorrow. Thanks for calling. Okay, we're going to move down the line here to Chance in West Virginia. Chance, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, gentlemen. First off, Steve, I got to tell you something. That sheriff of Polk County, that's in the Lakeland area, you got to check him out. He's been in law enforcement for over.
I did.
Yeah, Grady Judd is his name. He's been in law enforcement for over 40 years. He's a stand-up guy. Now,
he's going to get a lot of heat for that, Chance. He's going to get a lot of heat for that. I think the wording alone, he's going to get a lot of heat for that. What I would have said is that exercise your Second Amendment rights. Your castle, cite the castle law But I think how he worded that's going to come down pretty hard on him.
Well, you know what I say, Steve? I say Grady Judd for president in 2020. All right, now here's the reason I called. As far as this choir boy, altar boy guy here, Floyd. Now, I heard, you guys got to verify this, though. Now, I heard on USA News, I believe they broadcast on GCN at the top of the hour, the bottom of the hour. Now, listen to this. There was methamphetamine and fentanyl in this guy's system. He also suffered from hypertension and heart disease. And here's a little bit more of his resume. 5 years ago, he was arrested for home invasion and assault and battery. So much for the choir boy image.
Well, wait a minute, Chance. Who's your source on this information, Chance?
This is GCN, the meth and fentanyl and the hypertension and heart disease. That was on the USA News. The other one was on Two Shot. Now, verify this. Don't take my word for it now. I'm just bringing this out to you. He was arrested for home invasion and assault and battery about approximately 5 years ago. He's connected to Houston, Texas somehow. I don't know if he lived there. Or
yeah, Chance is
there.
Correct on that. Yeah, Chance, you're correct. Remember, I mentioned this at first. He was a mark. He was used.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, here's another thing. Did you know he was an actor in porn movies on a black sex website? His alias, his nom de coeur, whatever you call it, is Floyd the Landlord. So this guy's not the big, choir boy they make him out to be. Not that I condone it if he was killed, but I don't even know if he was killed at this point. I don't even know if that was a real policeman, and I don't even know if this guy was a real victim. Because I think we're all being played. So all those aspects, gentlemen, check them out. Don't take my word for it.
Yeah, absolutely. We will try to verify all of these things. And definitely don't take anything just at face value without having a good look at it. You know, we've definitely had some propaganda through the USA News before. So, you know, maybe this is legitimate, maybe it's not. And really, it doesn't really change the scope of the situation that we're in, because this violence has already kicked off and is really just getting out of control. And we need to find a way to cool this off. I'm not really sure what the answer to this is, but it's certainly not a bunch more violence, because that's just going to heat things up.
Well, see, the point I brought this up, gentlemen,
is that we have an open insurrection and civil war on the streets, and you don't want that.
Yes, it doesn't change the situation, no. But the reason why I brought this up, this is what I heard, it needs to be verified. Because if they're that vile and wicked to stage something like this, with the backgrounds of all these characters like this, it's to cause every major city in this country to be set ablaze. This is really evil. And that's the reason why I brought this out. And try and verify this. And something tells me, you know, you can add all these things to the list, too, and maybe that'll finally wake people up. They should be awake already, but that, you know, might help. Okay, thank you for letting me talk now, and God bless, gentlemen.
All right, thank you, Chance. We appreciate it. And people are waking up. We've got programs like What Really Happened Here. We've got Perception Management and Off the Beaten Path and the National Intel Report. We've got a lot of really good programs here on RBN. And then we're bringing the truth to the people, and people are hungry for the truth because they're tired of being lied to. Most of these things are getting quite transparent that, you know, even people that don't listen to RBN that I talk to, you know, I'm trying to get them to start to listen, but that's neither here nor there. They still look at the stuff at face value coming from the mainstream media and just roll their eyes going, it's all a bunch of lies. We're being lied to. We're being lied to. We're being lied to. Okay, Steve, you got a comment, and then go ahead and take us out
right
for the break.
I'll get it in as fast as I can get it in, but the independent media is the way to go. We know the mainstream media is all on the same page, and, of course, they've turned out to be pretty much sand bites and disinformation and innuendo and suggestive this and that. Independent media is much more reliable. I know I'm accountable, reliable. I eat some crow when I eat some crow, and haven't in a while. But I also noticed, we've all talked about this before in our own shows, that YouTube is taking down a lot of information, especially with physicians, when it comes down to bringing health, because they want to keep you stupid, keep you ignorant.
Yep, we're getting censored, that's for sure. We'll be right back here on RBN. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Yep, we are being censored on YouTube and all the social media networks all over the place. It is an epidemic, and we're going to have to respond in kind to this eventually to be able to counter all this stuff. That's why it is so important to support RBN. All right, let's go back to the phones. Jewel in Tennessee, what is on your mind?
Yes, I wanted to chime in about all this burning cities and everything. There's a site, it's called healthmasters.com, and I used to order products from them. And they meet a lot of truckers. There were some guys, truckers, that did not want to go into the cities, so they parked their trucks outside the cities. And they watched. Somebody was going through and dropping pallet loads of bricks in all these different cities and just leaving them there. They were also unloading bus loads of people, and the guy watched them. And so the trucker got on and informed another trucker, and this seemed to be a pattern the last few days. Let's see what... It was a cartoon, Family Guy, from 1996. They put this on there. There was a cartoon of a cop dressed as a cop, and he had his legs around a guy's, a black man's neck. And, of course, that was courtesy of the globalists. They always have to let you know what they're going to do ahead of time. And I will call back in another time to talk about the smartphones that gave me cancer. So,
okay.
Anyway, God bless.
God bless you too, Jewel. And definitely we will do a program at some point about the smartphones and the 5G and the cancer. And hang in there. I'm sorry to hear that you've had so many problems with that. Stay safe out there. Steve, you have a quick comment before we go on?
Yeah, I do. I wanted to point this out. Keith and I were talking about this, and I get this from a listener about last week sometime, but I've seen it before. But I just wanted to bring it out that there's a whole industry around hiring demonstrators. And I'm looking at a website advertisement here called crowdsondemand.com. I'm just going to read you a little bit of the excerpt of what their duties are. Are you looking to create a buzz anywhere in the United States? At Crowds or Demand, or provide our clients with protests, rallies, flash mobs, paparazzi events, and other inventive PR stunts. These services are available across the country in every major U.S. city, every major U.S. metro area, and even some smaller cities as well. We provide everything, including the people, the materials, there's your bricks, and even the ideas. You can come up, you can come to us with a specific plan of action, or we can make it happen. Or you can approach us with a general idea, and we can help you plan the strategy, then execute it. This is a website. It's called crowdsondemand.com. There are people in the business of creating chaos. Now, I'm not sure why these people exist. I'm not sure why. Well, we have a rogue FBI, so I don't think they're going to investigate this. But this is something definitely to look into, and I'm sure that's what's going on right now, currently.
I'd lead team subversion.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's exactly what's going on. Okay, let's go on down the list here. Paul in New Jersey, what is on your mind?
Hey, fellas, I was walking down the street the other day, and I walked past a pile of bricks, and I didn't feel compelled to, throw it through a store window, huh? What do you know?
Well, good for you.
Hey, and this is what I don't like is, come on, no apologies for the rioters. They should be shot on sight. On, let's be hardcore right-wingers the way we're supposed to be. We're old white guys. We're supposed to be hardcore right-wingers. Now, listen, however, if it's not my store in your city and I'm living in a red district, right, I don't care if your store burns down. If you want to protect your store, get yourself a rolling steel gate and put that on the front of your store. And if you don't have that, sit in there with a shotgun. That's all.
They can still firebomb it, though. That's a problem, Paul. They can still firebomb it.
Well, then you just listen. You got the right gun. They're not going to get near your place. All right.
Now you're back to Umbrella Boy, because remember that was a cop that was going around smashing windows to get people to provoke them. So you're just playing right into their hands.
Yeah, but notice after he did that, though, I don't think Umbrella Boy set the fire after that. So he's not operating on his own. Like, somebody might drop off a pile of bricks, but only savages would think of picking up the brick and throwing it through a store window. And you can't tolerate this. It's not an apology just because one guy might be a cop or fed. That doesn't justify anything.
No, but like Jewel had mentioned, though, Paul, that was also on The Simpsons, too, where it showed the riots and stuff. You got to remember that most of your viewing audience is in their early 20s and 30s, watching cartoons.
Let's hold that thought. Paul, we'll hold on to the line. We'll be back with some closing thoughts from you. This is RBN, What Really Happened, and we'll be back after these short messages.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do.
And yet he ends up selling French fries, man. That's just sad. I saw the video on that. I love the song, but you know, I was really kind of rooting for him being the pirate and all that stuff. All right, let's go back real quick to Paul in New Jersey and get some last comments before we move on. Paul, close it out for us.
Yeah, you know, Freud said that sometimes a cigar is a cigar. So just because some Negro gets choked to death by a white cop doesn't mean this is all part of some grand conspiracy. It doesn't. And the fact of the matter is having a Negro getting choked to death by a cop is a good thing. It's a good cautionary tale for blacks. Because as we know, they have a habit of generating crimes. They're a walking, talking crime wave, just like what Hillary Clinton said. They breed super predators, fellas. Let's be honest about it. The crime statistics are damning. And even though, like a lot of, it seems like talk show hosts after RBN, I don't know why they're trying to mollycoddle the blacks and continue this policy of trying to be nice to them and sucker favor and being polite towards them. I doubt American blacks are donating any significant money to John Stadmiller as we speak. So come on, please, be honest. And lastly, let's be honest, too. Nobody wants to unite with these people. Nobody does. And any of you guys, you sit there and you all say, oh, we got to unite, we got to unite. go buy yourself a house down in one of these urban areas, right? But you won't. So all that talk about uniting is phony. We all want to get away from them, and we all know it. All us white people. We sold our houses. My aunt did in Long Island back in the day. They sold their houses and took a loss to get away from the blacks because the blacks have a penchant for violence. And so stop trying to play the liberal role here, guys.
No, I think
the fact of the matter is we're white people. We're
Paul,
white
you're
men.
Way off base. You're way off base.
Okay.
You're way
Go
off
ahead.
Base. You act
you
like
say,
you're generalizing.
Okay.
You're generalizing, Paul, that all blacks are this way. My next door neighbor works for the government. He's a prison guard. His wife is works for the post office. They're both black. They're very nice people. You're generalizing that we all want to get away from blackie. You are so wrong.
Well,
you are
you
so wrong.
But hey, remember 1352, Steve. You know what that means, right?
No, tell me what 1352
is. To commit over half of all the murders in this country, guys. And just because you don't say about it or talk about it on your show doesn't mean we whiteys know about it and we talk to each other about it and we move away from blacks. And now because of these riots, people are getting out of the cities, mostly because of blacks. And yeah, the Antifa kids are troubles, but they're just
okay.
spoiled.
There's a
you're
whole
really
lot of other reasons
right.
to get away from the crowded cities,
fellas,
the crowded slave labor camps. Paul, thanks for your call.
I didn't know I was a liberal. Did you know I was a liberal?
No, I didn't realize that.
I didn't realize
and
I was a liberal. Keith, are you a liberal?
I didn't realize trying to have a little bit of kindness and compassion for our fellow human beings, you know, was all that bad of a thing. We're not taking all this stuff and going, oh, we need to kowtow out to their agendas or
no,
anything like that.
Not at all.
We need to treat people like we want to be treated. I mean, it's the golden rule, and it kind of makes
right.
sense. You know,
right.
so let's go ahead and move on down the line here because we need to get these calls knocked out here before the end of the show. We're starting to kind of run low on time. Fred in Michigan, what is on your mind today?
Right. Crowds on demand. That's good, Steve. You and Keith ought to investigate crowds on demand, find out who put it together, you know, is it really real? You know, maybe there's got to be, an investigative protocol for that. You might even want to connect with the sheriff in Polk County and bring that to his attention. Speaking of sheriffs, Tucker Carlson interviewed a sheriff, Doug Shuler, of Mojave County, Arizona, 2-3 weeks ago, and it was Doug Shuler who declared that no way would he enforce fraudulent, fallacious executive orders by the governor when there obviously is no legislative act mandate compelling compliance by business owners nor the general citizen populace regarding executive orders, especially when they come from Anthony Fauci, who, by the way, Anthony Fauci, his recommendations, that's all they are. Same with the executive orders, merely recommendations.
Yeah.
Sheriff Doug Shuler highlighted all that. This guy should be chronicled. He should be his declaration, that interview of, 6 or 7 minutes, that should be aired every other day on RBN. There should be a Patriot Silver Bullet Proclamation Registry whereby people can go to RBN and look at these Silver Bullet Proclamations and the stellar patriots who have brought them out or made them, like RFK Jr. I mentioned the Clover Chronicle from ninth of April this year, 09/04/2020.
Okay, did we just lose Fred?
I like it.
Yeah, I think we just lost Fred. Okay. Fred, call back tomorrow, and we will talk about this some more. You know, we got a bunch more stuff to get through here. before we get to Dustin, so Dustin, hold on with us for just a couple of minutes here. Keith, go ahead and play that clip that you wanted to play so we can get that in. That way we can take a little bit more time with Dustin on the flip side of this. So,
okay. Roll it. All right. To set this up, though, first, Trump was elected because he wanted to make America great again. He wanted to change and rebuild this country. His biggest problem, which he was fighting, was immigration. Illegal immigration, let's put it that way. We have Jared Kushner, who's supposed to be his son-in-law, who's turning against him by having him release all these prisoners and stuff, which many of them are Hispanics and blacks and stuff like that, you know. And that's all because politicians have always depressed the economy to either force people into the military or to keep the political system going within the slave system of the prison, you know. So anyway, this here is a video that everyone should listen to and understand what's going on behind Trump's back and what the real cause is.
Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel, the great social activist who marched with King, once asserted, "We are a people in whom the past endures. Our oppression in Egypt lives within us. Our exile, our expulsion, our isolation, our internment, all inform our Jewish identity and our Jewish commitments. If we take that identity and those commitments seriously, we cannot regard the human tragedy unfolding on our borders, the horrific conditions to which migrant families seeking better lives for their children have been subjected, with anything less than moral fury. And now we are informed that Sunday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement will undertake additional efforts in cities around the country, including New York, to pursue the undocumented. Our sacred narratives and historic experiences call upon us to respond, whether by participating in any number of rallies, including one downtown tonight, by volunteering with immigrant justice groups, or by writing members of Congress. Yesterday, I and three other of New York City's senior rabbis, informed by our deep conviction rooted in Jewish and American values that we must love our neighbors as ourselves, sent the following to the New York Times. We are outraged by the deportation raids reportedly scheduled to begin in New York City on Sunday. These raids will terrorize our friends, neighbors, and families in the immigrant community, and they risk separating parents and children. Local law enforcement must refuse to participate or assist with these ICE actions. New York City has long welcomed immigrants from around the world. We won't stop now. We are a people in whom the past endures, said Heschel, in whom the present is inconceivable without moments gone by. The exodus lasted a moment enduring forever. What happened once upon a time happens all the time. We won't stop now, not until all those fleeing oppression in their native lands are able to sing as the Israelites once sang on the shores of freedom's sea.
That goes to show you that pure hypocrisy that we have in Israel of Jared Kushner and his peace deal, in which the Palestinians don't have that opportunity, where the American taxpayers have paid for the wall in Jordan to push the Palestinians out. And here we have these rabbis here in the United States who are openly thwarting all of Donald Trump's efforts to keep immigration out, and they want them in.
Yep, absolutely. There. Hey, let's real quick go back to Fred, Michigan, for a quick closing comment. We're kind of running out of time, and the phone lines are loaded up, Fred. So you got cut off. Give us a few seconds of let us know some closing thoughts there, brother.
Barbara Lerner Specter, remember her? The
yep.
Jews will be hated because of their exclusive role in the international forced migration project. Words to that effect. Barbara Lerner
yep.
Specter. And then Henry Mankell recently did a stellar scholarship on creative destruction. You go to his site, henrymankell.com, and you search creative destruction. This is what he chronicles, being Talmudic Kabbalah subterfuge. Tex Mars has got it well documented in his books, which are banned by Jeff Bezos from Amazon. Holy Serpent of the Jujus. Don't read that, audience. Holy Serpent of the Jujus. DNA science in the Jewish bloodline. You must not learn that only 12% of any indigenous Juju enclave populace test positive to the Israelite DNA, according to their own geneticist, Ariel Oppenheim.
Oh, it's all been a big, giant usurpation, and we really are running low on time, and I really hate to cut you off in here, but I got the callers I want to try to get to here before the end of the show. But, yeah, I hear you, brother. I know it's a bunch of usurpation. The Khazars from Middle Asia, you know, took this stuff over. There's no blood relation on here, and they're the ones that are being anti-Semitic, attacking the Semitic people living in Palestine. So we're just going to leave it at that. Okay, Dustin in New Jersey, you're on the air. What's on your mind, brother?
For all you haters out there of Doomsday Dustin, how you guys doing?
Doing all right, Dustin. How you doing? What's on your mind?
All right. Hey, talking about the Palestinians, what do you make of them killing that artistic, mentally challenged Palestinian child?
That's disgusting.
Shot dead. Did you see that?
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's disgusting.
Yeah. This is the... I mean, not all people in this country are good people. Not all police officers are good people. Not everybody's bad. This whole black, the Asians did it. You see how they're blaming the Chinese and the Russians? They're behind this whole...
Yep.
It's, come on, guys.
And you saw, where's it, in
Dustin,
Boston?
I want to mention something real quick here, Dustin. There was Prime Minister Shamir was quoted as saying one time how he despised the Palestinians. He said, one Israeli life is worth 100 Palestinian lives. He actually said, if they oppose us when we try to take the land and push them back and take their land, we will crush them beneath our feet like grasshoppers. That philosophy still continues. That still continues in Israel.
And that's
that
who's training your law enforcement today.
Yeah.
Didn't we do that to
that's
the
terrible.
Indians?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about the American Indians?
They, Justin, they did it. Everyone has
your,
a choice
not
to
not your, it's
yeah,
not your
everyone
government.
Has a choice
say,
to do.
I say we
yeah.
did it, but it's they, but it's...
Yeah.
A lot
right.
of us sat by and did nothing about it. Like now, all this riots going on, for what? It's not about police brutality anymore, guys. It's about economics and other things.
Yeah, we have police, Dustin. We have police that actually was bowing down and praying with the rioters there.
Yeah, North Carolina, right?
Yeah,
is that
I
a
mean,
bad
thing
though, or a good thing?
No, it's a good thing because it's a solidarity where people realize that. Just like those French protesters, I said they should just roll out a great big huge mirror and point it back towards the cops and say, "This is what your children are going to face." A police state.
And it's not only going out over here. It's going on in Britain and Canada. There's a lot of pissed off people in the world.
Yes.
And you throw that on with the, you know, I know some of you don't really think this virus is as real as it is. You know, my take
oh,
on it.
Oh, the virus is real. They're just overblowing all the numbers.
It's real. It was planned.
Yeah, it's very, very, very real virus. And it's probably
real.
More virulent than what they're admitting to. And it's not as deadly as what they are saying. But yes, it is very real.
Isn't it real? Isn't it weird how this is happening at this moment in time? Everything's happening. You know, when it comes down to this, before I get off the phone, we're an empire in decline, and things are, we're in decline. The same with the British Empire,
right.
And things are changing. Either, Steve, you mentioned economic reset, I don't know, a changing of the guard, but you know, you feel it. Something has changed. Something's going on, and this protest is not going away anytime soon. Groups dropping off pallets of bricks. Is that the CIA? Is that a white helmets operation? We don't know. I don't know. Something's going on, though. You know, we're in.
Well, you know, Dustin, they actually did the same thing, though. And Dave, you and I talked about this with Steve Starrs, how the government, the United States government in California, actually in Oakland, had dumped off a whole load of a car full of ammunition and rifles. And they did it in the inner city of Oakland to
Chicago, too.
Yeah, and they also did it there, but they didn't in Oakland. That's where the base was for the Black Panthers. So they basically fuel them, give them what they need, and provoke them, and then they have reason to go in and get them.
That's very true. Okay, Dustin, I'm sorry. I gotta let you go because we got two more calls that we got to get to here before the end of the show. Dustin, thank you. Give us a call back tomorrow. We'll talk to you later. We're gonna take this quick break and we'll be right back here. What really happened, RBN?
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio. Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of the show here, What Really Happened on a Tuesday. Got a couple more calls. I want to try to get to these quick, so be courteous to the other caller here, because so we kind of get both of you in here. Ken in New York, what's on your mind?
Ken from New York. Instead of putting all these little fires out, I think if somebody had the gumption to put the big fire out, and that is get rid of George Soros,
yes,
he should be tried for treason.
Yes.
Stop the money, and they'll all go home.
I completely agree.
That's all I have for you. Good night.
Wow, thanks. Short, sweet, to the point, Ken. You're absolutely right. And all of the ilk, the Clinton Foundation and them funding Antifa and all the rest of these, you know, people with all this big money going into this. Yes, absolutely. You go at the root of the problem. All right, that brings us to Lenny in California. Lenny, what's on your mind?
Yes, to the caller who called in and suggests that you look into the founder of Crowds on Demand. His name is Adam Swart. That's Adam, S-W-A-R-T. I suggest all the listeners get to it as quick as possible and get all the information you can and see where he leads to. Okay? And to Paul, hey, I hope we don't meet, but in case we do, well, I figure in your state of mind, I'm just going to start shooting. You don't have to worry about choking me at all.
Love you, Lenny.
I absolutely open a can of whoop ass on him, Lenny.
We get it because you know, we really need to try to you know live together and treat each other good and all that stuff. And there's just no excuse for that because there are great people in all sectors and all races, and there's bad people in all sectors and all races. And we need to go after the behavior and look past this skin color thing. I thought we were past that in the 80s and the 90s and all that stuff.
We were.
And they keep bringing this stuff up. They keep funding this crap. We look at people as individuals, as what they are, the content of their character. And that's what we need to be. We need to get past this stuff. And we were. And we need to remind these people that are paying for all these things, the George Soros and stuff, that we do not appreciate being divided from the rest of our brothers and sisters.
Right.
This is unacceptable.
Dave, I have a confession. Keith, I have a confession. I'm going to do it right now. I discriminate. I do. I discriminate, and it's not based on race. It's based on bad behavior. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't see people in color.
Well, here, under
behavior
Obama.
Behavior can be changed.
Yeah, under Obama, though, you know, where's the outrage from, like, the American blacks over here as Obama bombed over in Somalia, killing thousands of blacks, you know?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So, Lenny, what else is on your mind today? I guess Lenny dropped. Okay. Well, hey, thanks for calling, Lenny. Appreciate you there, brother. And yes, this whole racism thing, it's just way overblown, and they're using it as an excuse, just like they're using the coronavirus as an excuse, you know, to do all their agendas to destroy this nation. We used to be a strong, proud nation, and we have been falling for all of this stuff, all the lies and all the deception and all the agendas. And we really need to wake up and quit listening to any of this stuff. We need to go about our lives, take care of ourselves, take care of our neighbors, and love one another. You know, the golden rule, it's not who has the gold makes the rules, is treat people like you want to be treated. Respect people. That goes a long way. Just have a little bit of respect, because when you go out with a chip on your shoulder, automatically disrespecting people and being angry, that's exactly what you're going to get back. You go out with violence, that's exactly what you're going to get back. It's disgusting.
All right, if you want change, look in the mirror.
Absolutely. I agree. And with that, we're going to leave that for another day. We'll be back tomorrow, the Three Stooges. And I think Steve Elkins will be sitting in my chair tomorrow. So stay safe, everybody. And we'll catch you tomorrow.
Good night.
Good night.
Aloha.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.